Let's come to Psalm 103, because this does involve all of us. It involves all the brethren. It involves everyone that is looking to God to heal them. It involves the whole substance of our life, because we are weak and subject to weakness and sickness when we transgress the laws of God, and God is no respecter of persons. Okay? Now put in your notes there, Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. The curses. The curses come from personal sin, religious sin, that is, the wrong God, the wrong teachings, religiously. They come from governmental sin. They come from medical sin. But it comes down to breaking the commandments of God and His laws and His statutes and His judgments. That's where it all comes from. And we're living in a world where Satan has deceived the whole world. All right, Psalm 103, let's begin right here in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Total dedication to God. Bless His holy name, and as I explained, the sacred name in the New Testament that Christ revealed is the Father. The Father, through His love and mercy, will bring salvation, not the pronunciation of a Hebrew name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. We have many. Living in this age, think of all the things that we have. I mean, this meeting that we're having here today may be small and significant in the eyes of other people, but it is major in our eyes, and we all got here because we went to and fro, right? And we all got here because we mailed you a letter, correct? Yes. All right? Those are part of His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Now, we'll cover that again a little later. But what do we have to do with our iniquities? Have to repent. We have to understand, don't we? Yes. Okay? Who heals all of your diseases. Now notice the tie between iniquities and diseases. Does that not agree with Deuteronomy 28? Yes, it does. And I know I told Glenn at the feast, I said, I'd like to give a sermon on Deuteronomy 28, but I think for some people it would be so overwhelming that they couldn't stand it. So I told them, and I have yet to do it, but I haven't forgotten it. I would like to read all of Deuteronomy 28 and send that out as a special message. Because when you read Deuteronomy 28, combine that with Deuteronomy 29 and 30, when it says in the last days, and you read all of those curses, every single one of them are happening simultaneously. And that means that for the people of God and for us, we have some tremendous responsibilities. And also, we need to have the right teachings and understanding from the Word of God concerning health and concerning healing, and our own individual responsibilities in it, that the people of God can be healed and blessed by God even in the times of troubles and distress that will bring mental insanity. And that's what we're going to cover here a little later. But notice, verse 4, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your desire with good things. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. Here's a promise that all of us youngsters need to take to heart. Turn to Psalm 72. Psalm 92, beg your pardon. Psalm 92, sorry to mislead you. Let's just pick it up here in verse 4. Since we're not musicians, we'll let the musicians take care of verses 1 to 3. Now here's how we survive in times of trouble and old age. Because ain't none of us getting any younger. Okay? Verse 4. For you, Lord, have made me glad with your work. What God is doing on the earth, what God is doing in the lives of the brethren, and what God is doing in our lives. I will exalt the work of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. And this has been part of the challenge of the conference. How do we have brand new people begin the journey and not be overwhelmed? Because thoughts of God are deep. His word is deep. See? And that's where teaching them the love of God with all their heart, mind, and soul comes in. See? Then they will hunger. Then they will thirst. And as Roy said, there will be the fire in the belly. And we have to start it out like he explained with the fire. See? I like the gasoline approach myself. But that has to start small and grow. So we have to teach them how to nourish it, how to draw close to God and so forth. Verse 6. A brutish man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. And here's the age we're living in. When the wicked spring forth as the grass, everywhere. And when all the workers of iniquity blossom, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. I'd like to run a little survey about movie stars and music stars and find out how long do they live. Most of them are cut short in the middle of their days, right? There are a few exceptions, like Bob Hope. Well, why did Bob Hope live so long? Because laughter does good for the heart like medicine. And he had the right kind of comedy and laughter so that he didn't carry the burdens of the world upon his shoulder. Verse 9. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For lo, your enemies, O Lord, for lo, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. That has to do with the return of Christ, does it not? God is going to take care of that. But you, Lord, but you shall lift up my horn as the wild ox, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And oil is a type of God's Spirit. It shows the strength. You can look at it this way. The wild ox cannot be corralled by the workers of iniquity. One day they may get us, and one day they may... But that's all in God's hands. Verse 11. Also my eyes shall see my desire upon my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. Also within the church. Another interesting survey. How quickly did the ministers, so-called, die after they forsook the Sabbath and taught brethren to sin? Quite a few. All given a space of repentance, but didn't. Now, verse 12. Here's the promise. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our Lord. Now, let's apply this spiritually. What does it say for the seven churches? Does that not describe their reward? Yes, it does. Now, here's the promise that I claim every day for all of us. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. So we can claim that promise, but we've got to take care of ourselves too. Okay? Now here's why. The only reason why God gives us this strength in old age. To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. In other words, to preach the gospel and to feed the flock. In New Testament terms. That's why. So I know, and listening to the information given here, and I'm going to give some more information this afternoon on health and healing. Because it's very important for us to understand. And it's very important for us to realize that in the corporate churches of God, we were so busy living other people's lives that we didn't take time to learn how to teach them to live their own lives and make their own decisions. See? We need to understand that. With what's going on in the churches of God today, and you know some things that are going on, I don't need to mention them. We don't need to get involved in them. But we need to pray for them and pray for the brethren, because there is another scattering and there is another separation, many separations, and through the independent churches and the other churches, God's judgment is upon them now. And there will be wounded that will come to us. And we need to help them overcome the wounds. We need to help them understand what has been done to them, what they have done to themselves, because we've recognized what has been done to us and what we've done to ourselves, and we've repented to God, and now we can help them. See, God loves the sheep. Everyone He calls is important to Him. We've been called to the greatest thing that we can do, and that is save the world with Christ. To bring right government, right understanding of God, the right worship of God, to help get rid of all the effects of Satan for all the thousands of years that mankind said, God, we don't want You. Oh, but Satan, we love You. Come, give us a benefit from Your sins. We're going to undo that, brother. And there's something else that's important, too. The last shall be first. And I can tell you right now that we're the last in the end time. The only way we're going to be first is for us to understand how to help people overcome these things now. Because it's going to be quite a different thing. You know, just imagine what it's going to be like for this. I mentioned about the Apostle Paul getting resurrected. Okay? All the prophets, many of the kings, all the saints from the time of the preaching of Christ. And I just wonder how many cases there are going to be when we're all on the sea of glass and Christ says to the Father, behold, the brethren, You have given Me. But we're going to look around. I'm sure we're going to be able to recognize who we are. And we're going to say to some people, oh, I'm so glad You're here. And that's going to be a wonderful day, brethren. So between that day and what we have to face now, we have to be busy about doing the work of the ministry and the serving of the brethren, because they need help. They've been dumbed down. You think the school education in America, school system and education is dumbed down to people? Let me tell you, the churches of God have dumbed down the brethren. And even for them, some of these things that we're talking about would be overwhelming for them. But we need to tell them, buck up, cheer up, Here's 50 pounds of books. Go study. Come back. Not quite that way, you know, but anyway. And they need to be healed mentally, physically, and spiritually. But it must begin with us first. And with that, then when we anoint, we will have faith, we will have wisdom, and we can help them recover themselves out of the snares of the devil that he threw within the church. That's why we go through these things. That's why we have the trials we've gone through. Because everything works together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And that's what we need to focus on and help the brethren to understand.